Previously on Mom. Do you remember Bonnie Plunkett?
Bonnie.
I'm her daughter.
Oh, my God.
I'm your daughter.
Yeah, I got that.
So did Christy tell you about meeting her father?
Yeah, I thought it was great they reconnect.
Wow, anything to hurt me.
What are you talking about?
Do I need to walk you through it again? That rat bastard dumped me and Christy the minute she was born.
No, I get it. You're angry.
Angry? I want to cut the son of a bitch from throat to scrot.
What do you think?
What do I think of what?
Your new car.
You're kidding me.
No. I got it at a police auction. Cleaned it up. Look at that door. Can't even see the bullet holes.
Listen, I decided I don't want to have a party.
What are you talking about? It's a celebration. It's fun and games and free stuff for the baby.
I don't need it.
Okay. May I ask why?
I decided to give the baby up for adoption. I'm kind of liking these people.
Jeff and Suzanne Taylor.
So, you want to adopt a baby?
Yes, we do.
You're in luck. We have one.
Wow. When did gay men start designing maternity clothes?
Did you ever have a reason to wear sequins while you were pregnant?
Not after I was too big to pole dance. I still remember the night I slid down and couldn't get back up.
Seriously?
I was like a turtle on its back.
How you doing in there, Violet?
I hate my body and I hate this dress.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. Whoa.
Yikes. That's an interesting place to put a bow on a pregnant girl.
Oh, God, there's one on her ass, too.
Who am I kidding? I can't go to prom.
Oh, honey, you gotta go. It's such a big night.
I look ridiculous.
Not all of you.
Just the middle.
I don't care. I'm not going.
All right, well, it's your call. You can just stay home with Grandma and me.
That would be fun. We could hang out, get a pizza.
Maybe play a board game.
Give each other pedicures.
Turn off all the lights and tell ghost stories.
We trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
Screw it. There's got to be a dress around here somewhere.
Actually sounds like a fun night.
I know. What happened to us? Treat. Having a cup of coffee with my mom and my dad.
Blech.
Can't you just fake it?
She knows how.
And whose fault is that?
Play nice. And, ew. So, how are things going with you and Lorraine?
Not good. She filed for a divorce.
Really? It's not a chance you could work things out.
I went back to the house last Saturday to see if we could reconcile, and a man I don't know answered the door in my pajamas.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Mom, stop smiling.
Oh, let me have this.
Anyway, it turns out they were high school sweethearts. Found each other online. Tweeted their way back into each other's pants.
Gotta be so painful. Mom, smile.
I didn't even realize it.
The good news is, with the boys grown up and gone, I have no reason to be in Chico, so I can spend more time with you and the kids. Not smiling now, are you?
Hey.
Hey. Mom tells me you got a prom coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What's the theme?
Broken condoms, broken dreams.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a shot at being the queen.
Ha.
Hang on. When my sons went to prom, I rented them limos. How about I do the same for you and your fella?
Really?
Yeah, you gotta do prom right.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll go call my fella.
You got a hug? The iceberg is melted.
You sicken me.
What did I do?
Don't be coy. You're using money to buy her affection.
And it's working.
Why don't you try earning her love by being there like I have?
You're kidding, right? You only beat him by, like, 9 months.
Pick a side. You gotta pick a side.
Buddy, I'm just trying to do a nice thing for my granddaughter.
Well, quit it. You don't get to drop into our lives after all these years and make people happy.
Are you listening to yourself?
She never listens to herself.
What's wrong with me throwing a little money around to help out here?
Nothing at all. FYI, Sears is having a sale on dishwashers.
Anything to make your life better, baby?
You're an evil runt.
Calvin, stop smiling.
Smile? Here you go.
I don't get it. It's blank.
Yeah, give it a minute.
It's like magic.
Told ya.
Is it a phone too?
Yeah, give it a try.
Call Dad.
YOLO.
Wow.
Right? And check out the limo Violet's grandpa got us.
Uh-huh.
Guy's got class.
The guy's got syphilis.
Mom, you can call him names, but you can't make stuff up.
Come on in, I'll get your date.
I said, call Dad.
No idea.
Violet, Luke's here.
I'm not going.
Very funny. Come on, he's waiting. And he rented a tux.
Tell him to go without me.
Do you want me to talk to her?
No, I'm her mother. I got this. Open the damn door, Violet!
No!
I'll handle this. Violet, it's me, Luke. I brought you flowers and the limo has Diet Snapple.
Go away!
Tap it out.
Is something wrong with the dress?
Something's wrong with my life.
There's something wrong with all of our lives, honey, but we still go to parties we bought expensive dresses for.
Leave me alone.
Let me try. Violet, it's Grandma. I just want you to know that whatever you decide, I will be here for you with the one thing your grandfather's money can't buy. Love.
You think that helps?
It helped me.
Guess who?
What is wrong with you? You really should lock this. There could be weirdos wandering around out here.
There are weirdos wandering around out there. What do you want?
All right, listen. I know you're feeling self-conscious about the way you look and you're afraid your friends are gonna make fun of you, but so what? You've carried yourself with dignity and grace the whole school year. And there's no reason you should stop now.
Mom, that's not
No,
my...
you need to get dressed, get in the limo with Luke, and go to that prom with your head held high.
Mom, I can't...
You are a great girl, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
I can't go to prom because I can't stop farting.
Oh. That's what that is. All right, well, we can fix this.
How are we doing in here?
We need perfume and Gas-X stat.
I'm on it.
There. Is anything else bothering you?
I guess not.
Violet.
I just feel like I don't have a lot to celebrate.
Are you kidding? You so do. You are gonna graduate high school, which is not normally something to brag about, but in this family, hooray! And then you're gonna go to college, and after that, have a big, wonderful life.
But I'm giving up my baby to do it.
Yeah, you are. But let's not forget that the Taylors are a great couple. And that child's gonna have a big, wonderful life, too.
I guess. Thanks.
You're welcome. What are you smiling about?
Wait for it.
Oh, God.
really glad you decided to come.
Me too.
I think you're the prettiest girl here.
Really?
Really. And I checked all the other girls out.
So cool of you to stick with me through all this.
Why wouldn't I?
Are you kidding? Most guys would have bailed.
Well, I'm not most guys.
No, you're not.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, if you're gonna fart, I could dance over the cheese platter.
No, Luke, I think I'm having the baby.
Now?
I think so.
Okay, remain calm. Let's get you to the hospital.
Okay, hurry.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Please try not to make a scene.
Don't worry, I got this. Excuse me.
Glad she decided to go.
You know what the best part is? You're the only mom who's not worried about her daughter getting knocked up on prom night.
Yeah, I get to worry about her having a nervous breakdown after she gives the baby up for adoption.
She's young. She's resilient. And if she gets depressed, she can turn to drugs and alcohol.
You're right. I feel better.
How about we take her on a little vacation after it's over?
Sure. You could probably get Daddy Douchebucks to pay for it.
That's mean, and I'm way ahead of you.
Hey, Baxter. No, Roscoe's not allowed to watch R-rated movies. I don't care if it's just boobs. I don't care if you already paid for it. No, I'm not gonna reimburse you. Yes, you get credit for calling. See you tomorrow.
Is the boob thing new?
Now what? Hello? Luke? Slow down.
Okay, stay calm. We'll meet you there.
Is this it?
This is it. You get her overnight bag and we'll take my car.
Oh, we need to call the tailors.
Right. Where are my keys?
Let's hit it.
I can't find my damn keys.
You know, if you use the hook I put up.
I don't care about your freaking hook. Help me find my keys.
Forget it. We'll take my car. See? Keys. Right here on the hook.
Fine. You win. The hook was a good idea. You're 52 years old and you've had one good idea.
I am not 52 yet. Oh, crap. You're blocking me in.
Well, I told you not to park in the driveway.
Why would I park on the street?
Because you don't pay rent.
When you lived with me, you didn't pay rent.
I was a child. And you still tried to collect.
Come on. We'll put it in neutral and push it out.
We can't. It's locked.
Why would you lock it?
Because I want to keep it. Okay, we need to focus.
How about we drive through the fence, across the neighbor's yard, and out onto Sycamore Street?
That's great, except for the pool in the neighbor's yard.
They have a pool? Why don't we use it?
Because it's not our pool!
I'm not talking when they're home.
Oh, God. Maybe we should just call a cab.
Nope, that'll take too long.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna break your window and we'll push it out.
But Alvin just got me that car.
I know.
Wait!
What?
Oh, my keys. Hi. We're looking for my daughter, Violet Plunkett. She's having a baby.
Hang on. No one under that name is registered.
Really?
Is there a married name?
I wish.
Do you think we beat them?
How? Luke? Yeah, we're here. Where are you? No, you're not here. Because we're standing at the reception at Highland Central and you're not here. What are you doing at Midland Memorial?
He's at Midland. The plan was for Highland.
Shh! The plan was for Highland! Oh, it was closer to the prom. Good thinking. Okay, good thinking for the limo driver. Sit tight. We're on our way. Did she have the baby?
Not yet. They're at Midland.
I thought the plan was for Highland.
Midland was closer to the prom.
They went to the prom?
She looked beautiful. See?
Oh.
You have a Polaroid?
Let's go. Come on. Excuse me. Violet Plunkett, my daughter, having a baby.
Hold on.
No, I'm not holding on. Where is she?
This man was here before you.
Well, I am sorry, but I have let my daughter down too many times, and I'm not going to let it happen again.
She really has been negligent.
Right? Now, she really needs her mother. Where the hell is she?
I'm right here. False alarm.
Oh.
tell me that's a sandwich.
It's my thumb. Ah.
Why don't you see him next? Good luck.
Funny thing. Not the first time your mom's taken a bat to a car window.
You're kidding.
No, the only difference is I wasn't in the driver's seat.
He pissed me off.
I'll send my guy over. We can fix it right here in the driveway.
Is it gonna be expensive?
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Oh, thanks. You're the best.
Is that how it works? He throws a few bucks around and suddenly he's the best? That's not how I raised you.
Oh, it totally is.
Bonnie, don't make a big deal out of this.
Yeah, no one's talking to you.
You want to write the check? You write the check.
No, that's your thing. I love from here. You love from here.
Hey, I got an idea. How about if you kiss right here?
I don't think I can stoop that low.
Guys, guys,
I'm just trying to make things right.
Well, you can't make deserting us right. Never.
Okay, that's enough. I didn't desert us. I deserted you. She ever tell you some of the crap she pulled?
Leave her out of it.
Why? Everything I did wrong was fair game. One time, your mommy, who loves from here, sold my motorcycle behind my back to cover a drug deal that went bad.
What choice did I have? Chewie threatened to kill me.
Because you stole his cocaine!
Well, I was trying to make a better life for us.
Oh, much better. I woke up with a gun in my mouth. You ever pleaded for your life with a gun in your mouth? This is what comes out. Please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me.
That's not how it went down.
How would you know? You took a handful of Quaaludes and went swimming in the neighbor's pool.
Not while they were home.
I'm not saying I didn't make my share of mistakes, but I was never stupid enough to...
Are you okay?
No, something's wrong.
Call 911.
Don't you die, you son of a bitch. We're not done with this. Hey, my ex is having a heart attack, or my prayers are being answered. All depends how quick you get here.
Chrissy, come here.
What's he saying?
I'd rather not repeat it. How can you never mention the drug deal that went bad?
Same reason I never mentioned shooting off his pinky toe. It reflects poorly on me.
Oh my God, you shot him?
It was an accident. I was trying to make him dance like in one of those old westerns.
You two are unbelievable. I'm surprised you were able to stop fighting long enough to conceive me.
We didn't.
How does that work?
How do you think? It hurts a little.
Alvin Blitnikoff.
That's us.
Relatives?
I'm his daughter.
I'm undecided.
Okay. Well, it was a minor heart attack. He's out of danger, but one of his arteries is 70% blocked, so we're putting in a stent.
So he'll be okay?
I should think so. He'll probably be able to take him home tomorrow.
God, that's great news. For you.
He's gonna need to take it easy for a couple of weeks. Is there somebody available to provide care?
What are you looking at me for?
I've got a full-time job, and I'm gonna have to deal with Violet.
You cannot ask me to take care of that man.
I am not asking you. I am telling you.
No. I am not doing it. No, no, no. No.
Oh, my God, she still loves him.
You have no idea how funny this is.